trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The People's Podcast.
All about the people.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
One, 3, 2, 1. Rant and Rave is The Hub Show. We're back at the American Ale House at the bar once again.
Right.
Jay's here. Chris is in the house. Left field, Cranfield.
Hello.
And Shay is wrapping up her dinner right
Shay's
there. So
let
her do that in peace.
She's over here eating.
Then you can ask her about the sweet potato fries.
Eating sweet potato fries. I need to know what that is.
Chris has an ethnic question to ask her about sweet potatoes. You could be the one to ask her, dude.
Right, yeah. And the yams. What's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? Is it the same thing, just cooked differently?
You're asking the wrong person. Man.
Right? Yeah, I don't know.
It just tastes good a certain way, I guess.
Yeah. I know what Kendrick Lamar's yams are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got the yams.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at Urban Dictionary, yams is for, that's the drugs. As these drug dealers got the yams.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So
when Kendrick Lamar says, I got the yams.
And then there's yams in there.
Yeah.
In case you're wanting to sound the background, I have an open mic night here at the American Ale House.
Right.
A bunch of undiscovered talent coming through here.
And we don't have a regular bartender.
We do not. Ryan is not in the house.
No, but this one here looks a lot better.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But Heather's in and out, and Big Chuck was here. Oh, Big Chuck is still here. He's over on the other side of Shay there.
Gotcha.
Takeshi and Martinez was in here for a second.
These guys are really getting into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They moved from the bar, to the audience over
there. This is actually the first time I've been in this city forever.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I've heard an open mic night.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? They don't have open mic nights anywhere else?
I think they do, but they're very rare and sporadic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Open mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who Mike
is. What's a closed mic?
I don't know who Mike is, but a closed mic's a lot safer.
Ours is a closed mic because no one can hear us.
Yeah.
Until they download us. Shit. That's right. Download us. Like us.
Spread the word.
Applaud for us. Thank you.
Yes.
That's right.
Hey, we don't even have to patch in the applause.
No.
The applause tonight. We just get it.
Shay wants some salt?
I don't know.
Shay needs some salt for sweet potato fries.
Shay needs some sauce.
No salt.
You need some white sauce? You need some white sauce for that? Some cream? You need a little cream for your mayo, for your sweet potato fries over there? You need me to work something up for you?
No.
Okay.
She's eating caramel on her fries?
Caramel on the fries. What the hell
is that?
This is
people watching color commentary.
I ain't eating none of that stuff. Come on now. Fine. Eat your people.
For the record, Chris Canfield will be sober tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
He will be sober. That is a good fry.
Chris Canfield got a spanking this past weekend.
No.
And guess what? Hey, quit doing Jurassic Park on the microphone there, buddy.
I'm a game.
So Chris is drinking, is that a club soda?
No.
No?
Club soda sucks.
So what are you drinking?
You ever just water?
You ever just drank
club soda?
Yeah, it's nasty. I'm just asking. So
who drinks club soda?
Tonight you're in a whole...
Or sparkling water.
You're in a whole zone of sobriety here with Chris Canfield. He has some...
They brought me to this level. They beat me down again.
They beat you down. Only this time it was in a different state.
Yeah, right?
The DMV, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
What happened, Chris?
Oh, you know. I went to Kenny Chesney.
Yeah?
And it was a good concert. Really good show. I was like, the love was in the air.
Yeah?
The vibe was really good.
Awesome.
Man, it was awesome. I was like second row off to the left of the stage. Got some really good picks. He played all the songs you want to hear. The day before the concert started... Right, I was taking a nap, and a UPS driver banging on the door.
Really?
So I get up, I go look out, and there's a box on the front porch. What is this? I took it inside, opened it up. I wasn't expecting a package full of Kenny Chesney swag. I had he mailed me a poster that he signed
himself personally.
A flag.
Huh? Oh, you're wearing his hat.
The t-shirt, all that stuff.
Sorry about that, Chris. I didn't hate to interrupt you. It's the mic.
It's the mic.
It's the mic.
Shay's rocking the mic.
Right.
Rocking the mic.
to say. We were just color commentating on your dinner there.
Right? Chris, I want to know what's up with black people and sweet potato fries. Black people and sweet potatoes.
No, he said
in
black
general.
People and sweet potatoes. What's
potatoes.
Up with
potatoes? Yeah,
what's
you guys,
wrong with that?
You guys really like sweet potatoes.
White people eat sweet potatoes too.
White people don't eat sweet potatoes.
Yeah, you're a lie.
Black people do.
You're a lie.
Huh?
A lot of the people from the South, black and white, eat sweet potatoes.
Well, it's a Southern thing then.
You live in Maryland, you Southern.
I don't eat sweet potatoes.
What's wrong with you?
I just don't
ate
like
it today.
And what's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? That was my second question. Does it come from the same thing?
You know what? I don't even get involved in those questions, those answers. And
it's the same. It is a yam, same, right?
That's a sweet potato.
That's what they make the fries out of like
sweet
yam,
potato.
Right?
Yes. Huh. Not a yam fry.
A yam fry.
So there's a difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You got to Google
like
it.
A plantain and a banana.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, look at you, Chris. Yeah. You're catching on there.
Oh, I know about my plantains now. I like my Cuban food.
You're
pretty sharp, even without the alcohol, would you say, Shay?
Yeah.
It's doing all right today.
But, you know, I like sweet potato pie.
Me too. Well, yeah. I like pumpkin pie.
I'm not a fan of pumpkin.
But you'll eat sweet potato pie?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin.
I don't like pumpkin either. I don't like anything with too much flavor. You know, I like...
That's why you're drinking water.
I like very bland...
I can't tell about
bland foods.
I like bland foods.
Like, you like flavored alcohol.
I eat for consumption. Just to stay alive.
Just to get full?
I just eat just to get full.
So when you order pizza, what's on it?
Huh? Well, I like to go... Now I'm starting to go thin crust.
Oh.
Yeah.
But what's on it?
I never
just
liked
crust?
I never liked going thin crust before because you don't get the bang for your buck, right? You always want to go like with the thickest crust possible because you're paying $30 for them to bring this pizza to your house. If you
but
get
what
it
do you
pizza
get a
Hutter's.
Meat lover?
What's on your pizza? Just the crust?
No,
and
I'm
the
going
cheese?
With... Lately, I've been doing meatball and olive. Sometimes I'll do
what
pepperoni and
meatball.
Jalapeno.
Wait,
I thought you said you like bland, though. That's pretty... jalapeno's not bland, dude.
I like mushroom and olive.
Something is wrong with you, Chris.
Jalapeno is not bland, though, dude.
No, it's not bland.
You like spicy food?
I do like spicy
I wouldn't
stuff,
call
yeah.
that a bland
That's not
a bland
palate. You like
palate?
Thai food?
No, I do not.
No. Like, you don't like pad thai?
No Thai
pad thai noodles?
What's
no curry.
Wrong with you?
No curry.
No curry. Wow.
Is there anything that's got too much flavor in it? Like peanut butter? Chris, I won't eat peanut butter because it tastes too much
for
like
a more,
it tastes
more
too much
diverse,
like peanut butter.
Food lover.
I won't eat like that German chocolate cake because it's got too much chocolate in it.
Because it's German?
Yeah, because it's... Yeah.
They got the coconut
and I don't believe
it's
the Fourth Reich.
It's an ethnic thing. The Fourth Reich. He calls it Fourth Reich cake. Yeah. What is this shit? Throws it down.
Hoyle!
So, Chris, so you're telling me that you're a bland person when it comes to food, but you're spicy.
But you like spicy food.
Everything else.
Yeah, I like Mexican food.
Like spicy?
I like stuff that makes me sweat.
That's not bland then, dude.
That's not bland.
It's not bland, but it's definitely not rich.
Bland would be you don't put syrup on your pancakes.
I don't like rich foods.
No butter on your toast. You know what I'm saying? That's bland.
Yeah.
Do you like Hispanic food?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just said Mexican.
Like,
am I in the wrong ballpark
I like
here?
I like sweating.
Well, Hispanic could be like Dominican.
I know that. Yeah. It could be a whole bunch of them.
Yeah,
Cuban. What, and
yeah.
I used to have this Mexican guy who worked for me.
Is he Mexican or Cuban?
He carried his Mexican. Mexico
Rican?
City. Mexican.
Okay.
And he carried a little bottle of hot sauce with him everywhere we went. And he put it on everything.
What
we go to Arby's.
The T-Cat hot sauce?
We go to T-Cat. Arby's for like lunch. He'd pull T-Cat out his little fucking
hot
sauce and...
Yeah, man.
And I started like, let me try some of that. And I put it on mine. I was like, whew, boy, I am fucking starting to sweat here, boy.
Did you like that?
But I like it.
You like habanero stuff.
So you like going to the restaurant and stinking up the joint, just sweating all over the place.
Yeah, right? what was the Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller
when they go
to the Indian?
Yeah. But you don't do that.
He had IBS.
Have you tried curry, though?
He was sweating his ass off.
You tried curry?
Yeah, I've tried curry.
Have you tried Thai food?
I don't like the
smell. Do you like Chinese food?
Chinese food's kind of bland.
Yeah, even the bartender's looking at you funny.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Better throw a bottle at you. I know, right? Thank you.
I don't even know what Chinese food is. I mean, it's they take the... All they do is they take the same cut of meat and they'll paint it red and they call
America,
it beef
though,
and then they paint it orange and they call it chicken and then they paint it brown and they call it...
Right, but what they eat in here in America for Chinese food, like Panda Express, and what they really eat over in China.
It's two different things.
Right, yeah.
It's been very Americanized.
I've watched that.
Lots of syrup going on.
That Anthony Bourdain stuff where they go...
with Italian food, too.
I like Italian food, but you're right.
But the, when you go to Italy,
yeah,
it's totally different from what
the
you
the way
eat
they
here.
Serve it, yeah. The way they present it.
Right. Yeah, man. I worked last year. I was working with this Italian guy, and he was like true Italian, and
like,
he cooked
like
everything.
Mario and Luigi.
And
we were down in
Florida remodeling a Tiffany store down there.
Florida.
So I was down there for a month or so with this guy, and he was the cook. He just took that job. Like, I'm going to cook every night. And he was cooking, like, al dente pastas and all these, like, you know, original Italian dishes. Shit was awesome.
And that was real Italian food.
Yeah, it was great. I didn't even know you could make pasta so good. I just thought pasta was pasta, you know. But you can cook it tons of different ways.
Especially if you're making homemade pasta.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I follow you on Facebook, Shay. You're always putting up stuff about the food, huh?
Yes.
You like the homemade stuff, huh?
Yeah. Last night I made a good dish with sweet potatoes.
Oh, of course.
And it had cilantro, mozzarella cheese, ground turkey, put some cumin in there, some chili powder.
Sounds dry.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
You got to moisten it up with something.
It was moist.
Yeah?
With some garlic.
Ground turkey. Turkey burgers are always like super dry.
That's nasty. Turkey bacon? No.
Turkey bacon.
I love turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon?
I don't eat pork anymore.
I know you told me. But still, how do you eat bacon?
Why not the swine? What kind of problems do you have with swine?
Especially in the summertime, I cannot do pork in the heat.
Are you going Muslim?
No.
No.
You can't do pork in the heat?
No. You swell.
You swell.
So like a couple weeks back when it was cold, you were getting down on some ham?
I stopped eating pork about 8 months ago, eight or 9 months ago.
Have you noticed a difference in things?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
no pork on the fork.
No pork on the fork. But I tell you, I go to
fork
the butcher shop to get real turkey bacon. I don't buy it from like Walmart or nothing like that.
That's not
the real deal.
That's plastic.
Well, that's special price. I don't know. I got an issue with anything that's not real. Turkey, you can't make bacon out of turkey.
You can make
it's
bacon.
Not a real thing.
You can make duck bacon. I had that too in Vegas.
Quack. But it's just processed duck meat to look like bacon, right? It's not really bacon.
So question.
You can
it's
only
like
get bacon
pork.
From a
so
pig.
So question.
Yes.
They're doing open mic over there. Nobody can hear us but us, which is kind of cool. Are we being rude?
No.
No? Okay.
Are we stepping some boundaries? I don't know.
We're at the bar.
Can they hear us?
Back to the stage. And
We should be clapping along.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure it out.
Are we being rude, you think?
No, I don't think so.
Eric the engineer
Eric
in the house.
Engineer's over here, man.
Oh, he's got his shades on. Yeah. What's happening, Eric?
Eric's got some news headlines for us later, too. Pretty cool shit.
I clapped back at him.
Huh?
I clapped at him.
Yeah, you let him know we're participating, right?
You clapped at them or for them?
You notice this didn't really start until we showed up, though, right? Kind of cool, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Heather was kind of stoked when we walked in the door. Then all of a sudden, this stuff started happening.
Right.
So, hey.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, we had the one guy. He was singing really well.
Yeah.
We didn't invite him over and talk
about
his.
Where the hell were you last week?
I had a meeting. A church meeting.
She was a church
meeting.
Dude.
Yeah.
This is a different kind of church.
No.
She has a church, and then she has Hub Show.
The church of what's happening now.
Yeah, I had to have a teacher's meeting because I teach Bible school on Wednesday nights.
Oh, okay.
But that was Monday night.
No, I teach Bible school on Wednesday, but we had a teacher's meeting at the church.
You
on said
Monday you might night. Be doing that once a month on a Monday night?
So once a quarter.
Once a quarter. Okay, that's
all
not
right.
Bad.
So maybe we have a segment.
You've been AWOL before.
Maybe we could just have a segment where she just teaches.
Yeah.
Give you a good Bible lesson.
Give me a Bible lesson. Tell me a story I don't know.
And then when she's
done, I don't know
Chris,
what you don't know.
Chris, when she's done, I need you to draw the picture of what she just talked about.
Right.
Give you some crayons.
I have
some
never
paper.
Lost a game of
no,
Pictionary.
No, I did with six
Little
to eight
known
graders.
Fact,
six
I am the Pictionary champion of the world.
Chris is taking the challenge.
Oh, well, we got to do a Pictionary challenge.
Pictionary challenge.
And, you know, he'll win since he's really sober.
Right. Win, lose, or draw these nuts.
See, that's what we talked about with Devontae at 207, doing some stuff like that for events at his place. We even talked
playing
about
Pictionary?
No, let's put it out right now. You think you got your game? You think you're down? I'm going to do this for Devontae. We're going to organize and arrange
game night.
Monopoly championships, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
Monopoly.
Oh, I will win. I will break the bank.
At 207 South Potomac, we'll get
Chris?
With Devontae. I know he wants to do it already.
Now, how are you going to this is going to be an all-day event.
We're going to have like people play and do like a bracket thing and get down to the championship.
You're going to have to cut the game short.
Yes, you got to cut it short.
I don't know how you do that, but
you can't finish the games out.
You can actually stab your opponent.
But you know what?
It's the Godfather version.
I broke the bank one time.
You broke the bank.
I broke the bank. I had so much money. The bank was borrowing money from me.
Really? They ran out of paper Monopoly money?
Yes.
That's pretty good. You have houses all stacked up, too?
I had houses, hotels, everything.
So, Hagerstown, Washington County, Chambersburg, and surrounding areas. You got your Monopoly skills? You're going to come bring them. We'll arrange this. Hit us up.
You know what? We can do a game. You can
play Hagerstownopoly.
I do have that. We have yet to break that out,
right?
What is it called?
Hagerstownopoly.
Hagerstown.
I mean, if you really want to own North Potomac.
They're really bad at naming things in this town.
Yeah.
It's like a fear. Yeah.
But I think we should do a game night where you can do different other things, too.
Like what? Don't say cornhole.
No, I hate cornhole.
Oh, I love cornhole.
Can you believe I was flipping channels the other night and got the ESPN? You
know, they had a cornhole tournament.
They've run out of things to put. I like the bowling. That's kind of interesting to watch. But then the cornhole.
Really?
And it was brought to you by
ESPN
Jimmy Dean Sausages and some dudes from Arkansas were playing some other team from
It was brought to
Oklahoma.
You by Jimmy Dean Sausages.
I ain't kidding, dude. It was sponsored. It was an arena. They were playing cornhole.
What a perfect sponsor for a cornhole game.
Jimmy Dean
Sausages.
Yeah, but just the word cornhole.
It sounds corny.
It has two different meanings, you know?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Live cornhole.
And corn doesn't have a hole in it.
Well, depends on what you're talking about. I mean, it doesn't, but, you know.
Real corn.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah. So, we can do different games. You know what I mean? Yeah. Chris, that's rude.
The first time I heard the word cornhole in the other context is they were actually interviewing the kid that played the banjo all grown up from Deliverance, and they referred to that scene as a cornhole scene. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Tie you up to a tree, fuck you in the ass, show you what we do to queers around here.
You know what? You know what, Chris? You just have to be explicit.
I know, Chris.
We,
and you're drinking water.
Right? Whatever.
This is not AAA.
A couple weeks ago, you had like six bourbons going. That was an excuse for you.
It's no excuse today.
Oh, I don't need anything.
See what you missed last week, Jay?
Oh, I don't need anything.
I missed it. Really,
we were talking about healthcare last week.
Yeah,
you know, New York went to the single payer system.
Oh, yeah?
The what?
Yeah, single payer healthcare.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they did.
What the hell does that mean?
It's one healthcare system for the state of New York.
So it's socialized medicine in New York?
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
just started,
universal.
Though. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, well, it works in wherever.
Canada?
Not Canada. I'm talking about.
Here in the States? In the military?
No. What is it? Oh, no. TRICARE sucks.
I know.
I hate TRICARE. Don't even bring that up.
TRICARE.
No.
QuadCare.
No. That's
what are you talking about?
Where Mitt Romney is from.
Oh, Utah?
Not Utah, but where
Salt Lake
from.
City?
He was where he lived previously. He had did that single payer healthcare or something
Was
it Maine or something like
Massachusetts.
That? Massachusetts.
Yeah, it was Omnicare. Okay. They tried it. It didn't work.
No. Oh, well, it's going to do it in New York.
Well, they'll try it. Let's see. They could be the guinea pigs.
Yeah. Well, they guinea pigs.
It's a lot of people in New York City alone.
I don't plan on getting sick. If I do, I'm just going to become an Inuit. I'm just going to move to the Canadian tundra and just freeze myself.
But you know
death.
What? Canadians don't pay
you got 6 months.
Tuition.
You got six
it's
months
socialized
to live.
Socialized medicine there too, dude. But whatever, right?
Hey, but Canadians don't pay a lot for tuition either.
But
for
we are all
tuition.
Over the place on this show tonight. Right?
Tuition?
Yeah, for college tuition, they don't pay a lot.
Oh wait,
yeah. Well,
hey, listen.
Well, we got a Canadian here in the house. So you want to ask him? You want to ask him how smart he is?
Who else is Canadian?
You partial Canadian when your mom from Canada.
Doesn't make me Canadian.
Well, that's your roots.
I'm German Irish.
It works if one of them's Jewish. Why not Canadian?
I guess.
Right.
If you come from a Jewish vagina, then you're Jewish. Bottom line,
that's
the
we
rule.
We don't need to know talk about people with JJ.
That's the rule.
Jewish vagina.
The vajayjay. Leave the vajayjay
alone. You got squeezed out of that.
Drink some more of that water, Chris.
We're going to cut your mic off.
She needs to put something else in that water.
We're going to cut your mic off.
Chuck should be hearing this right now. He should turn around and listen to this conversation.
Talking about getting squeezed out of Jew holes.
He probably knocked the headphones off your head just for the yams comment. But what are you going to do?
I know, right?
Yeah. Like a wet St. Bernard just coming through the dog door. Just, yeah.
Takeisha and Martinez.
Put a yarmulke on him.
Listen. Talking about giving birth, the vajayjay again. Oh, there we go.
Right?
She's trying to give birth to Dream.
It, like her and Chris on the same wavelength here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well, she's giving birth to something positive. I don't know what.
Giving birth to I don't know.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver giving birth.
Oh, Jesus. No. She's old.
You talking about aliens?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, you talking about AVP?
Yeah, that's that nasty stuff, right?
Oh, my God.
They just dig their way out.
But we are all over the chart on this one tonight,
right?
Man.
I know, right?
I'd like to think that's how I came out, though. I just come out like I just fought my way out. I just opened this up and just walked out.
With Takesha in the background, it sounds like we're at a rally or something, man. Listen to
me. I don't think that's going to happen for you, too.
She's very strong-voiced.
She is. That's why she's good at what she does.
Yeah.
She's very powerful in her speech, her delivery.
She's saying, are those words meaningful?
Yes, they are.
Okay. If we were to actually listen to it.
Yeah,
she's getting a round of applause, too, man. People loving it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Takesha Ann Martinez, spoken word.
That's right. Much respect.
All right.
Snap, snap.
Right. Snippity snap.
I'm going to have to write something.
Well, you'll do some full
no.
Maybe next time they put me in the cell, I'll ask them if I can have a piece of paper or a pencil.
Time on your hands.
You were talking about you 30 deep?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
30
yeah,
deep.
Yeah, well, I don't even think I finished the story, did I?
No,
so as we
Ken
were leaving,
Chesney sent you a hat.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney sent me a hat and everything, and then I went and did the VIP thing. It was
you
really
throw
awesome.
The hat back.
And then, as I only had, get this, I had three beers that were before I went in. I tailgated for like a half hour. Right, I had three beers before I went in.
Why you do that?
Because that's what everybody does. Everybody was throwing frisbees
Kenny
and cornhole
so.
And stuff.
Mr. Chesney said so.
Okay.
Yeah. These guys across from me, they had this awesome setup. They had, like, in the bed of their truck, they had, like, giant speakers like we had here at the Ale House.
Right.
They had them set up in the bed of the truck, and they had, like, a beer pong set up, like, off the tailgate and everything. I mean, it was
badass.
You
participating?
No, I wasn't. I didn't. I kind of hung out to myself. I talked to the people who parked beside me, and they were like, an older couple, and I guess they brought their kids with them or whatever. I was hanging out with them for a little bit, and then I went in and I had like two beers as soon as I walked in, and then watched Old Dominion, and then went, and during that break I went and got two more beers.
So it sounded like you had nine beers.
And then by the end of that, or then it was like I didn't want to leave my seat after that for Kenny. So I stayed in my seat for like 2 hours. So I nursed those last two beers for like 2 hours. And then went back out to the truck. It was like a half a mile walk to the truck. And then I couldn't find my fucking truck. I walked around the parking lot for like a half hour trying to find the truck. Finally found the truck. And then I tried going out one of the exits, and they turned me around and made me go back to the back of the line. So I ended up going around and going out some other exit. And as soon as you walk out, or as soon as your tires hit the fucking pavement, they got a checkpoint right there.
It was meant for you.
And there's a bunch of cops there, and there's one guy just kind of picking people at random. He's just pointing at cars, and you pull over. Pointing at a car, you pull over. Pointing at a car, you pull over. And of course, I was the target. I don't know why I'm always the target.
No, you was not a target.
But
you was randomly selected.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it works. Sure. Random selection.
You ever
study statistics?
Yeah.
Nothing's random.
Have
it's
you
all
ever studied
statistics.
Anything, Chris?
Huh?
You studied statistics before?
I'm doing it now.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually kind of getting into it. Yeah.
He asked you that like you went to college or something.
Well, I went to somebody asked me a problem the other day. Just somebody who is studying statistics asked me this problem.
Okay.
And they posed it to me, and I got it right just by guessing. And then that they sent me like a picture out of the book, and I kind of understood it. Kind of made sense to me. So now I was trying to find shortcuts in the patterns of the multiplication tables and stuff, and I think I might be on to something. But
okay, good.
I'm not sure.
Well, you know what I saw this weekend? I saw a python swallowed a woman. And I think it's in Indonesia. She was like working in like a field.
Okay.
And the snake swallowed her whole, and she was missing for a few days. And they cut open the snake and found her body intact.
Crazy.
Well, yeah, that's what they do.
Like it was all on Facebook.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Nasty stuff.
It's on Google. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
Google,
I'm sure
by
it is.
The Python woman. I think she's 51 year old.
Was she still alive though?
No, she's dead.
She's dead, right? Yeah, they squeeze you.
Because they crushed her.
Yeah.
But my thing is, how'd you let that Python get to you like that?
Right. Well, I'm sure there was a whole process where, you know, the snake kind of curled up around her. You know, what do you think? You think you could fight off a python?
It depends on how big it is.
I mean, I could fight off a bear. We had that conversation before.
I want to see that, actually.
I want to see you bear wrestle.
We'll put you versus a bear here at the alehouse.
But the bear has to be the same size as me.
Eric's engineer wants to know if you're talking about a koala bear.
that was the stipulation. If the bear weighs the same as me, then I can take the bear. That was the stipulation in the fight.
So a cub.
It has to be a duplicate of me.
No training yet.
It's a cub.
Yeah, and I can just
go discovered his claws yet.
Pop the thing.
You know what? It's
pop
not
it in
a
jaw.
Bear anymore. It's a cub. But
then here comes Mama Bear. You're done, dude.
Yeah, Chris, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think a bear's all muscle. I don't think you're all muscle, buddy.
Thank you, Eric.
Huh? Oh, come on.
You're not all muscle, bud.
No. My scale at the house says I'm actually like 20% fat. Yeah.
Hey, we got some rappers up here now.
Yeah,
I like
this.
Yeah,
we got some rapping. Yeah.
Not bad. I want to get them over here when they're done, man.
There's some young kids, too. They're doing their thing.
Right.
She expresses herself through her hair.
American Ale House has got talent. That's the name of the show. American Ale House Idol.
You express yourself through horse hair. That's what you do.
Hey, it doesn't matter what hair it is.
That's the deal. This is American Ale House Idol. That's the name of the show.
That's American Ale House Idol.
Or American Ale House has got talent.
America's Got Talent. Ale House has got talent.
Hear that, Heather?
There you go.
That's
the show name. Big
Bang. Ale House Got Talent.
Ale House Got Talent.
Last week we were stinking up the joint. Now we got talent. That boy's got talent.
Jay, did you enjoy your Father's Day weekend?
I did. It was all good. Kids cooked breakfast for me. Went out to Texas Roadhouse and then went to the movies and all that
sweet.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Good times.
Got any good gifts or you got the typical dad gift?
Wearing my shirt. I'm all good. No, I got some socks with some great white sharks. I'm not wearing them.
Do your kids know how to make breakfast? They make a good breakfast?
Yeah, Kevin's he's 19, dude. He can. Yeah, I don't let the 12-year-old near the stove yet.
Didn't burn the bacon?
No, he did pretty good. I trained him well, man.
Trained him well, man. I'm glad they treat you right. I saw your wife did a shout out to you. I did a
some right.
Yeah, that's
a
like go.
Yeah, there we go.
To the Heitch family.
Hey. How about you, Chris? Anything in the Father's Day realm?
Chris,
did you wish your father? And then what's going on with you here, Chris?
Huh?
Your father, your dad.
Me? Yeah. What about him?
What's the story?
Did you tell him anything for Father's Day?
No, my dad's dead.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it.
Did you go visit them?
You're looking at me like deer in headlights, but I mean.
Yeah, like, oh, I thought we had this conversation before. My dad died like 10 years ago.
45. That was like 40 episodes ago.
Yeah, my dad died like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that, man. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old was he, if you don't mind me asking?
70.
Damn.
73. Well,
how old was he when he had you?
I was a very late accident. Yeah, very late accident.
Right.
I started doing the math on that when I got up into my 20s. I was like, wait a minute.
He fucked up.
Like, yeah, he was not expecting me at all.
You know he was pissed, too.
Yeah, right?
God damn it.
Like, uh-oh.
Joke, right?
He's like, I thought I was out. Every time I get out, they pull me back in.
Blue doesn't mean you're pregnant.
He was a baby.
Turn that demon child
around. Yeah, he grabbed a hold of her legs and just put his heel on my forehead and just shoved me back
in. Get back in there. But your mom can attest to that, too.
You was an uh-oh baby.
You were.
Yeah.
Wait, how old is your sister?
I had a bunch of sisters. They were all steps, and I got one half.
Wait, so you're the only child between your dad and your mom?
Yeah, I'm the only purebred.
Well, yeah, there's something positive to say about that.
Yeah, and my
not too bad of a story.
And my the youngest sister closest to me, she's 10 years older than me. So there was a big 10-year gap. Yeah,
so your dad had a lot of kids by someone else.
Yeah, and he had a bunch of kids by somebody else, and they had had their own families and grew
up
and everything.
By the time he got your mom, he's like, I'm done with kids.
I have nieces that are older than me.
Isn't that strange? As long as you don't date them.
Yeah. That's not.
They still call you uncle?
It's not that weird because I came in. I came into the picture so late that everybody had done grown up and had their own thing, and you know, we just never did Christmas or Thanksgiving or anything.
All right.
You know, there's no big family reunions, and
we have an acoustic guitar player coming up next, up there on the stage.
Okay.
American Ale House Monday nights,
right?
8 to 11, probably. Hey, open
Ale
mic
House
night.
Got talent,
and he's got
49 South Potomac Street across
the
street.
He's got a cool beat behind
Bulls
him. Is he gonna play guitar with the beat behind him?
Why not?
That would be cool.
I don't know if
he's
gonna do that. I think they can pull the plug.
Yeah,
on
I think
that.
They're on a hold with that thing right now.
Yeah.
I think that's the interlude music.
Interlude.
Yeah.
I like the track interlude. I like to interlude in the nude.
Hey, just setting up his stage like it's a magic show. They don't. Saw him in half or something?
Let's do an interlude in the nude.
Why do you got to bring your perversion self up?
Huh? What?
You got to be perverted.
Hey.
Always and forever.
Right. Yeah. I was telling Eric before we turned on the mics. I said, I had this conversation about people who drive big trucks because they got small dicks. I'll just drive a rusty old Pinto and just leave my dick hang out the window.
Wow, you come off from the Y chromosome on this show, having you there, Chris.
You could really kept that one.
I know.
I'm sure people didn't Hagerstown.
She's hooking you up with the water, dude. That's Hagerstown water. It's tap water or something.
Something wrong with the water.
Yeah, the carcinogens are setting in.
Yeah. And tell you what, let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's listen to this guy in the acoustic.
Right.
When we come back, hopefully we can get Chuck and some of the talent here on the mic and see what's
up. Yes. Let's get them.
Right.
Let
right
the
back.
Peeps know how
Peace.
They do.
Up show.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top-shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Loss Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Loss Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HubShow and receive 25% off your entire order.
The Hub Show. Be sure to follow us and like us. We are on Facebook, Instagram. We're also on SoundCloud, of course.
We are not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
Share us, babies.
Go fuck yourself, Twitter.
That's it. Hey, well, listen, share us. Tell your friends, your friends' friends.
And your sister's friends and your cousin's friends.
Your
frenemies.
Your baby mamas. Your baby mamas.
Mama's daddy.
And baby daddy.
Baby mama's daddy.
And baby daddy daddy.
Daddy's mama's baby.
Also, you can support us at thehubshow.com on the website. Click on the Amazon link at the bottom of the page and shop with us on Amazon.
Right.
Just bookmark us into your own Amazon account.
You can buy anything you want. Your grocery shopping, whatever you want.
All right. So the Hub Show. Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud. We're out
there.
Share
us, like us, tag us.
All that.
Love us.
We are the Hub Show.
Peace.
Podcasting and broadcasting. All right. Hub Show. We are back at the bar. American Ale House down here, South Potomac. Here in Hagerstown.
You should put a hashtag
before
your name.
Yeah, we got a
hashtag
a local comic here. Win.
Hey,
it's
what's
Win,
up?
Win. What's going on, Win?
How's everybody doing tonight? Y'all good?
Right. Yeah,
you're
good.
I like your joke with
talking
about the deadbeat dads.
Hey, well, like I always tell people, it's one thing to be a deadbeat dad, but that's another thing when you're a deadbeat dad and your baby mom turned gay and now you got a your kid calling another woman daddy.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does it happen a lot, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My daddy's name is Crystal.
I know.
Yeah.
With a K.
With a K, yeah. She's a long-haul trucker.
Her hair's shorter than mine.
But I love the LGBTQ community.
She's got mud flaps and say, honk if you're horny.
Yeah. LGBTQ, T's for transgender, what's the last letter? Q?
The Q.
Oh, that's they're okay with the word queer now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's queer?
Yeah, it used to be offensive.
Oh, man.
It wasn't offensive when Elton John was a queer, and then it became offensive.
For like 25 years.
For like a while, and now it's not offensive anymore. Now they're okay
queer?
With it again.
Y'all want to hear something funny?
Yeah, go for it.
I was doing a show one time, right? And I said the word, since you said queer, I said the word faggot on stage.
Yeah.
And somebody really
got
offended by it. But here's what I was doing as. I wasn't doing as somebody,
right,
an actual faggot. I was doing, because you ain't got to be gay to act like a faggot. Like,
yeah.
Like, you could be in the car right now listening to that new song, Boot Up.
Yeah.
And you just sitting there, ooh, just jamming out of life.
Right, yeah. And then I just start blowing you all of a sudden.
And the light could be red, right? And then it turned green, and you missed the light.
Interesting.
And then you could have somebody behind you getting irritated, like, damn, he just really missed that light. And if that light turns green again and you miss it, the person behind you has the right to say, hey, faggot, the light's about to turn green.
That's the rule, right? The rules of the road. Yeah. I know. I had a couple of gay friends back in Los Angeles. It's kind of hard not to out there. But, I mean, you know, in a derogatory term, they would call each other faggot.
What? Like, wow, like...
Like, you know...
Like throwing the N-word around each other.
Don't do it.
Well, no.
It's like, kind of like that. Like, they're allowed to say it to each other.
No,
they get offended
if
someone
that's
else
not
says
the
it.
Truth, Chris. Well, that's not the
please
truth.
Please correct us, Shay.
I do not appreciate the N-word by anyone.
Oh, okay.
I can respect that. Me either.
No, the N-word.
Oh, the N-word? Oh, no, no,
don't
no.
Worry, yet. I don't use
like,
it.
Like, I... No, like, white people, like, especially some white dudes, they got... Like, if you're on your own and you listening to NWA in your car by yourself, you can say whatever you want. But if you with your black friends, you cannot be like, yeah.
Oh, I'll drop it. If it's in the middle of a song, it's okay.
No, but, it's not, Chris. You're going to get beat
down. Okay. Look, Chris Rock once said, the only time a white person can say the N-word, this comes from Chris Rock. He said if it's late at night and it's Christmas Eve and you're in Toys R Us, and let's say you want to get your kid one of those Transformer dolls or something like the Iron Man doll, and they are almost sold out. There's one left. Let's say you grab it, and a black person comes up, hits you over the head with a brick, pisses on you, and takes your doll. You have the right to say, hey, someone stop that nigga.
Hey, listen, up and down. For the record, I still wouldn't use the words. Not my vocabulary, but hey, right. Wynn, What are you, man?
What am I?
You're mixed
believe
up?
It or not,
what are you, man?
I'm mixed up. I'm mixed up with a lot of things. My mama is Irish and my daddy is from Jamaica.
Yeah, that's a nice mix.
And you know what's
man.
Crazy? I'm going to tell y'all something funny.
You're fighting Jamaica, right?
You're almost my, listen, my daddy is blacker than, y'all know the comedian Michael Blackson, right?
Well, he's Jamaican, dude. Said,
no, I'm telling you, my dad is pitch black and you see how light I am. Like, there's times people be thinking I'm white.
Darkness.
When they see me, like
Darth Vader.
My dad is like a mixture of Wesley Snipes and Akon put together.
Wow.
No tax problems.
And you came
right?
out light.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? There's times I'll be like black people and they be like, hey, are you from India or Pakistan or something like that?
No.
See, if we're a white guy, I can't sit here and try to guess what you are because it'll offend you one way or the other. So I just come out and ask you, what's up? You know what I mean?
Hey, don't call a Chinese person or don't call a Japanese person Chinese.
Don't call a Puerto Rican Mexican. Get your ass kicked.
But you can say Hispanic.
One thing about me, like
Sanchez,
I'm different than a lot of people because you know, like a lot of people get racist, like over the word cracker, any racial slur. Me, I don't believe in racism. I just always say this. Motherfuckers just don't like you.
Right?
Yeah. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Motherfucker's kind of a neutral word.
It's not you. It's me. I don't like you.
See, Shay's very good. She doesn't curse.
Right?
This whole podcast.
We got a Bible.
So we're on episode 45.
She's a Bible study teacher.
I haven't heard her drop her. I don't think I've heard her curse yet on the show. Have you?
It's a habit.
Think about it.
At all?
You know,
has Shay dropped an F-bomb, an A-bomb, a shit-bomb, anywhere, man?
No. I think she has dropped a shit-bomb.
Oh.
She was telling us about the shit bomb she dropped off the
somebody
just a second ago.
Saturday night.
I told you about a colonoscopy.
That's right.
That's where she was last week, folks.
She said she sat down and she heard.
Boom.
And you know what's crazy?
Wow.
Saturday night at my show I just did, somebody farted real loud in the audience off of a joke I said. They had to get up and go to the bathroom. They had to get up and
what,
go to
they
the
farted
bathroom.
While they were laughing?
They farted off the joke?
They laughed so hard. I'm like, damn. Like, and look, he made it obvious because he started grabbing his ass as he was going to the bathroom.
Oh, he done sharted.
No kidding. That's gross.
You know, it was like one of those wet farts.
Right.
As a comedian, I think that's some kind of goal, right? You made a guy shit himself.
One time,
I would put that on the. I would put that on your
your resume.
When people introduce you,
You
know him from such and such.
He's
and
the
he
shark
once
master.
Made a man shit himself.
Yes, in the second row. Be specific.
Like being
a white guy too.
Being a comedian, like I seen a lot. Like one girl, she came out there so drunk, she was doing some Jerry Springer stuff, and like we didn't have beads for her, so she whipped out her titties like on while we were on stage. Like she was that drunk, she was super drunk. Like you see a lot in the comedy world, like a lot,
right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Believe it or not, what's up, Wynn? Come September, it'll be a whole year for me. Big shout out.
It's only been a year.
I got to give a big shout out to my man,
big month
Chad
for us
Beatles.
Here.
Yeah,
shout
my
out
man
to who?
Chad Beatles.
Chad Beagle. I've heard the name tossed around. Jerry Harper mentioned him 2 shows
ago.
Yeah,
Chad Beatles is, like, he's the one that, it all started off of Facebook. Like, social media, it got way out of hand now, but I used to, like, make fun of a lot of stuff.
Well, it's pros and cons, right?
Yeah.
Hey, can you get Chad Beatle on the show for us? Would he do this?
Yes, he would.
I've heard his name.
He lives out here in Hickortown. I think I can whip up something for you.
Tarek's been on here a handful of times.
And you know what?
Jerry Harper.
Tarek, I just did a show with him Saturday night. Big shout out to Tarek.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
big
then two
shout
seats
out
down
Tarek.
For here is Big Chuck, you know.
I'm doing the promoter. Believe it or not, I'm doing a show with him July 28th.
I know you are.
All right. Yeah. What are you doing July 28th?
I'm doing a comedy show.
And not only that,
yeah, all right.
When you also opened for the Kinfolk two Fridays ago, you did it.
Yes, and
we were there.
I was the only one that did comedy. You know how it's weird. I'm light-skinned, so when I went out there, they said, I thought you were going to rap or something. I said, no, I'm not Drake. I'm not going to be on there singing
and rapping.
How
do you think? I thought I was a DJ, dude.
Yeah,
you look white. What are you going to do?
Are you on the sports?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it all ended for us last week between basketball and hockey, man.
We're
what do you got now? I don't
watch
baseball.
Football, basketball.
Dude. Oh, you don't like baseball?
I like baseball.
I'm a Yankees fan.
I'm a Texas Rangers fan.
Oh, Lord.
Not a New York Rangers. Texas.
And you know what's crazy? Well, y'all going to laugh at my team on football. I'm a Giants fan.
I'm not laughing. Terrence will love you. That's Terrence's team, too, man. Terrence some more. He likes that.
Yeah, I'm a Patriots fan.
When were you in here for the Super Bowl?
Nah, this is my first night coming in here.
Oh, this is your first time in the Ale House?
Yeah.
Getting your cherry popped on a podcast. It's pretty good, man.
I'm comfortable. Like, one thing about me, if I don't feel comfortable, I'm out that door because I ain't no fighter.
That right?
A lot of stuff happens in bars. You'd be surprised.
You know, I haven't seen anything happen in this bar yet all the times we've been here.
Yes.
I told Jay the last time. I said, if the shit goes down, I will run and find help as fast as possible.
Thanks, right. Bill Cosby.
You know what? You're not a helper.
Huh?
You're not a helper.
Chris ain't sticking around.
I'm going to go find help. I'm like Lassie.
And you know,
Jay's in the well.
He's sober.
Y'all want to hear something funny? I don't even let people buy me drinks no more. Ever since that Bill Cosby incident, I'm afraid somebody's going to put something in my drink.
Shit.
You never get the bars right in front of you?
I'm like... They call me Chill Cos because I spike my own drink.
Yeah, including that water he's drinking right now, Mr. Sobriety.
Listen to this. All right, doesn't this sound awkward? They are, like, getting a lot of black celebrities with this whole sexual thing that are damn near in their 80s.
Right? Hey, whatever happened to Terry Crews? Didn't Terry Crews say he got fingered or something by his manager a while back?
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
Because that was the big joke. Like, who in the hell would finger
Terry
Crews?
But you know,
they didn't finger, whatever.
When you have to do a naked scene.
Wasn't that what it was?
You know, when you have to get nude.
Fingering?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
Somebody,
naked.
Like, right. Some dude, you know, came up and grabbed him by the balls.
No.
Right.
Chris,
you've
done the whole anatomy on this show so far, dude.
Huh?
You've done the whole anatomy on this show so far.
Right. You know what the big attraction is for a guy to a titty? It's like that.
I don't know. We don't care.
It's the areola. That's what we want to know.
I like y'all. Y'all straight blood on the radio.
Do we want to know, is it a big titty with the little areola?
This is a
sober
Chris.
Or is it like the areola that's big on the little titty?
Chris, we do not care about
this
your
This is not the areola show, dude.
You need to keep your sex page to
yourself. Well, this is the only part of the anatomy that I haven't touched on tonight.
I've seen a Spanish chick named areola. I wonder what their parents were thinking, man.
Yeah, you know how to hit on a Spanish chick?
Chris, do tell.
You say, oh, la, la.
Oh, Lord.
That's the white guy talking, right?
That's the white guy.
Nah, you got to hit it with the mamacita.
Oh, what's up, mamacita?
That's the black guy talking.
There you go.
That's the Irish Jamaican guy talking.
You got to do the, and you know what's crazy? People ask me, when I tell them I got Jamaican in me, they be like, can you speak the language? I'll be like, man, I don't speak that language.
Look, but you understand it very well.
Wait, what is the language? I know there's an accent.
It's Bush.
They be like this. Here, don't let.
Here we go. When's going to attempt some Bush?
Bush. I'm gonna break it down
Chris,
for y'all.
You speak Bush?
Here's what they say. They be like this.
Yeah.
The Rastakalaman. Like they be doing like stuff like that. Like I remember one time I had a group of Jamaican talking to me. No lie, I was clueless. I'm looking around like foreign people when they speak their language, I get nervous.
Poor people right. or porn people?
Foreign people.
Foreign people. Foreign people. Foreigner. Yeah.
Oh, foreign.
Spanish people talk way too fast. Right? You ever listen to the radio commercials? Listen to the Spanish radio. When
do
they
you?
Start talking, they're like...
Yeah, but the Spanish people listen to it and like, get it, though, Chris.
Hey. How in the hell do you understand
what
that?
Because you're not
up,
Spanish.
You trying to do Rosetta Stone on the fly?
You know what's crazy? Should y'all bring it up Spanish? Every time I go into a Spanish restaurant and get something to eat, they don't even speak English to me. They start speaking Spanish to me. And I'm like, ooh, no Espanol.
You might catch a lot of stuff like that everywhere you go, huh?
Because I got the curly hair. So
but you can get away with a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah.
I go ahead and play. I would play it off. Like, grassy ass. I'll take a numero
You
trace.
Cannot pass for anything else, but
Chris,
give me a numero trace.
Chris, you're from America.
You know what?
With some cerveza.
You know what? I could turn him into a gangster. He could be the next
B-Rap. He is a gangster. You don't even know.
Yeah. He could be the next
B-Rap. Podcast gangster.
You see Malibu Most Wanted?
He's a wannabe gangster.
You ever seen Malibu Most Wanted?
No.
Oh, my God. When, really?
You could be the next B-Rad.
All right.
what a dumb movie.
I'm telling you, this is next Eminem right here.
Yeah, that's right.
You got flow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. You got to just put it on the jukebox. I do karaoke.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah.
I jam
he
out in
the also
does
Sudoku behind the wheel and some texting. And
oh, yeah, and I can solve a Rubik's Cube in 2 minutes.
Behind the wheel.
Behind the wheel.
Oh, hey, I didn't tell y'all this.
Hence the water he's drinking right now.
Hey, I'm into dirt bikes. I like riding dirt bikes, too.
Yeah? I like taking the dirt road.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I think Chuck wants the mic win.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to rip you out of your chair.
Well, thank you for coming, Dwayne. Oh, and talking on the rapping on the
mic. Don't call him
mic.
Big Chuck because he's small.
Wynn, we're here every
it's
Monday.
It's not one of those ironic names like
come
tiny.
Back and see us next Wynn, Monday.
All right, I got
y'all. We'll be here the second time you come to the Ale House.
Can I say one more thing?
By all means.
Next weekend, I'm going to be doing a show out in Philly at the Lab House. So
there you go.
Yeah, I'm doing it big.
Moving up, right?
Good. Well, good luck with that. And we want to hear some.
In September, you come here. September, you celebrate
Thank
the year.
Thank you, and I will
Shay
definitely be
birthday,
back.
Okay,
be
Gotta
back.
Got to do a big
September's
bag
a big month.
One love.
One love.
You got to win. We have a line now. Two comedians. We got Big Chuck lined up next.
All right,
is
Big Chuck.
Is Big Chuck a comedian, or does he just run his mouth?
He just runs his mouth.
Y'all ready? We're ready, man. My fault, Chuck. I'm going to get too happy.
Well, we live taking Big Chuck on the mic for SMU Entertainment.
I hear myself. Mic check.
There you
You're
go.
You're good.
Yeah.
A lot of wires on the grill.
They called you a comedian. Are you a comedian? No. Or are you just some big
He's
chop?
He's the landlord.
You're just big chop.
I'm just the landlord. I
You're
take
just
land. The land.
You just tell all the other comedians what to do.
Yeah, and
right?
I just so happen to be funny. That's it.
I gotcha. Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
That's all.
Yeah. The boss of the comedians.
Yeah, and I mean,
like if,
I know
like if you if there was a comedian mafia, you'd be like the Tony Soprano of the comedian mafia.
Yeah, I'd be John. No, it'd be Leroy Gotti.
Leroy Gotti.
I'd be Leroy.
Leroy Corleone.
So what you got going on soon? You know, I'm sure you got some events lined up.
I know
up.
You do.
Oh yeah, I got a show in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Ethical Society building this Saturday.
Wow,
Hagerstown.
You and Wynn both in Philly this weekend. Look at that.
Yeah. Every fourth Saturday, I just inked the contract at the Pizza and Pretzel Creation downtown on the square. Every fourth Saturday, starting in July 28th would be the first show.
Wait, where?
The Pizza and Pretzel
Here?
Creation. Yeah, Hagerstown. Yeah.
Oh, on the square, like outside?
Yeah, it's the same where the grand piano.
I know.
Building.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but, we inside.
Okay. Yeah, you had
outside.
You had the birthday
the
party there, right?
But you're in the Pizza Pretzel Creation restaurant.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, we're in the restaurant every fourth Saturday, so I can keep the comics coming out here and keep it doing.
Are you still working the ballroom?
Nah, unless I do something big, man. I'm gonna go ahead. I ain't doing the ballroom because that lady trying. Every time I talk to her, she's trying to change my price, man. Like,
yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah, it's a recession out here. I ain't going to say her name on y'all show because she might
well,
not
Well, you might need to do an outdoor event.
One more listener.
You said what?
Do it like an outdoor event.
Oh, that's coming too. I'm with O'Connell Irish Pub in Martinsburg.
Oh, outdoor in Martinsburg?
Yeah.
Where
the
Terry
outside.
Had his gig? There. Oh,
yeah.
On the outside he has
the
a stage. That's right.
Yeah. I'm coming in October.
Sell some food out there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's going to let me, but I hope he do. Well, you know, I'm trying to do more and
the,
more.
Well, the other landlord's in the house down right? down the block there. Devontae's here at the bar.
Yeah, I was just talking to
Devontae. We got some outdoor events coming up.
You know how to cook
in
some
the
good
works,
barbecue,
man.
Do you?
You said what?
You know how to cook some good barbecue?
Man, I can cook it all from the rooter to the tooter.
That's right.
That would be pork, Shay.
Yeah, rooter to the tooter. Yeah, she's Texas. If she don't know what the rooter to the tooter is,
she doesn't do
from
pork,
Texas.
Though, dude.
I don't eat pork.
I know, but she know it.
I can cook it.
Believe me, she had to throw some slabs on the thing. She might
That's
not eat
right.
pork, but she had to throw some slabs.
Oh,
she slopped some of them one time.
She came from.
I marinated to death. Be finger licking good.
I don't care what she say. She might not eat it, but she threw some slabs on the damn grill.
That's right. That's what I do. That's what Texans do.
Texan slabs.
Yeah.
That's right. Whoa, listen to that guy.
Oh, boy, she is hitting
a note. Oh, somebody got a strong voice.
Shay, is that the same guy from before?
Oh, he is hitting the
note. Did he in the house? He must be trying to get signed. Did he must be in the house?
Yeah, I thought.
That's right.
Usually Shay makes the levels go up when she laughs, but that might have done it.
He's trying to make the band. He's trying to make the band for real.
Oh, that's you're right. going to give me $100 for all my songs, Mr. Barry Gordy?
The whole 100.
A whole 100.
And I'm throwing another 10 if you can perform them live.
Hey, he's 9 balls deep. He can do anything.
Oh, yeah. There you go with the 9 balls deep.
Yeah, right.
Every time I come on here, y'all start with that 9 balls deep.
That's the name of his band.
Yeah. But the crazy thing about it, how y'all going to let me be in a bar and broadcasting live? I'm about to order me. Can I get a Hennessy and one of them tall beers, please?
I don't think the barmaid heard.
Drink whatever you want.
I don't know what is our barkeep's name here.
What is her name?
I don't know her name.
Hold on, I'll get it for you. Give me one second.
They need to turn this place into like a pirate bar so we can call them winches.
Wow, she's not paying attention.
Like that. Say that got her attention.
Huh?
Katie.
Katie,
nice to meet you, Katie.
Katie with a K.
Katie, can I get a tall
K-A-T-I.
What I was drinking
K-A-T-I.
And a shot of Hennessy?
You forgot the E.
If anybody else wants something to drink, you got them. You want to do?
She's
want
trying to take orders, Chris.
You can't.
You want another one? Devontae, you want something to drink?
Uh oh.
You sure?
Uh oh.
All right.
Why don't you have what Chris is having? And Shay, water. Yeah.
Chris,
what?
He looked like he got a double shot of water.
I did get a double shot of water.
Triple shot earlier, man.
I've been chugging this thing down.
I can't drink that. He got a double shot of water.
Right? I got a DUI this
Chris
weekend.
Chris is grounded for 2 years, dude.
Yeah. Damn, Chris.
Right?
He's sober.
You would never know.
You was in Hagerstown?
So I'm back. I'm back on the wagon, I think.
Dude.
Or I'm off the wagon or on it. I don't know how that works.
You on the wagon.
Whatever,
when
you're on it, wherever the sober people are.
Yeah, when you're on it, you're not drinking. So you're on it.
I'm not drinking on the wagon?
You're on the wagon.
You on the wagon.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but I got a drink, bro. I caught a DWI about 5 years ago.
Have you tried the Bud Light Orange?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hell no, I'm the landlord. That sounds soft to me. Though.
Right?
Bud Light Orange. I need something to
Orange.
Sound. Now, yeah, if you would have said Black Rock. Something.
Yeah. A rhinoceros.
Well, they had a shot. She had a shot that was smoking around here.
You trying to get me shot. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Shay. You know I got a name out in the street. You talking about some Bud Light Orange. I'm walking around with some Bud Light Orange.
On the microphone, too, Shay. Damn. What? You stepped on the landmine there, man.
That's my name.
It's the landlord. That's the landmine.
Man.
There he goes again.
Ain't no.
Yeah.
No, I drink Coronas.
Rosé.
Hey, we got to get some of these artists over here.
Yeah, if I do the champagne, I do rosé.
Yeah, it's got to be rosé, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. With that.
I need a shot of Hennessy, too, because they got me talking.
She's coming. She's only got two hands.
Look at that. She done gave you head.
Good.
That's a good bit of head, too.
See?
You know what? Look.
Chris,
that ain't bad. It looks like Michael J. Fox poured that thing.
Shelly, she ain't give me no head, Shelly. They trying to get me killed when I get home. Baby, ain't nobody give me no head.
Huh?
It's the head on the bear. It's the white part of the bear, Shelly. Don't get me trying to get me killed.
Yes, Chris just acting up.
What? Yeah.
Chris handed it to him. How's that?
Chris handed like trying to get me killed.
There you go.
Thank you.
What do you call that, Chris, while you're at it?
We want to make sure that the landlord don't get evicted.
What? No, I ain't getting evicted. You know, I pay the cost to be the boss, young lady. I ain't getting evicted, you know. Now, I might get in trouble. I might get shanked or something. Like, you know, I got cut my little cut marks all on my arm.
Yeah, I deal
with crazy girls, so I'm sorry.
It don't penetrate.
It's flesh wounds. It's flesh
wounds. When's the first event of the Pizza and Pretzel Creation?
Coming at you with
July
a butter
28th.
July 28th.
Yeah, I got an all D.C. cast coming up,
really?
Man. So, they going to shut it down. The dude, Rob Johnson.
Okay.
He been doing it for like 20 years. I mean, he said he going to do like a whole hour straight.
Wow.
All right.
That's a pizza pretzel creation. I like that, man.
He going to shut it down, though. But he hilarious.
That's not a hard place
to
fill for you,
going to have an after party at Mitzi's? Let's have the after party at Mitzi's.
Oh, man. Yeah, I had to wear my bulletproof vest up at Mitzi's, man.
Chuck, I'm sorry if I wasn't paying attention. This event's going to be inside the Pizza Press Creation?
Yeah, in the bar, the whole bar.
I know. I mean, you should have no problem filling that.
I already know it's going to sell out. He's going to sell out, but they gave me the contract that I was looking for. I got every fourth Saturday.
Hey,
that's
man,
it.
If you
don't
need,
nobody
if you need
for how long?
We can forever. We're gonna run some speakers outside of it, so you can have a crowd out there too.
You
man.
Can come right. on. You can come on in there. You can
be like Cat. You can be like Cat Williams, just throwing shit out the window.
What?
Get everybody down on the street. You just tossing money down
serious,
to people.
Man, they didn't shut down Washington.
Right?
Washington
they didn't gave a contract
man.
To the wrong person. I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm shaving dogs and all that. Everybody gonna be butt naked out there, man.
That's right.
Wow.
It's too hot for a dog to have hair anyway, ain't it?
It is. It is. Yeah.
I know I'm bald.
Speaking of which, I gotta get my dog shaved.
All right, so you ain't seen what I said on Facebook?
Poor Dexter.
I went down. I pressed charges on the sun today, man. It was so goddamn hot. I pressed charges.
Now you was complaining about the snow. You can't complain about the sun.
I wasn't complaining about the snow, but I was complaining about that goddamn sun. Well, I'm light skinned. I ain't got all my pigmentation. You know
well,
what I'm
you
saying?
Need
I'm
you
skin.
Need
I'm
to
half
get you some Sunblock 100.
Shit, that Sunblock 100 ain't do shit for the night, boy. It was hot as a motherfucker outside.
I
had a wedgie for no reason. As soon as I walked out, drawers went right in my ass. Trying to run away, like, God damn, how I get a wedgie?
SPF this shit.
Stepping out the door. I had to put some SPF on my drawers. And you know what I'm saying? What's the crease part in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it didn't rise.
Yeah, I think I had a little rash in my ass there last week.
Oh, you know what? That's TMI.
A little swamp ass. I had to get home and go bond it up a little
bit. There's no TMI with Chris.
Yeah,
I know.
I had to go bond it up a little bit.
I don't care about your gold bond, Chris.
When Chuck talks about wedgie, you don't say nothing. Chris,
I did.
I heard nothing out of you.
I said the wedgie. How you get a wedgie walking?
I don't know, because it was hot outside. I was looking like one of them Brazilian models walking
outside.
Yeah,
it's like when the boxers stick to the cheeks and then they just work their way in.
We didn't need that graphic.
I got on baggy shorts. The whole short was in my ass. Shit.
Right?
I felt uncomfortable.
As when the socks go down into the shoe.
Yeah, minus that salmon all. I thought I had a motherfucking
rash. How did you get minus that salmon up in there?
Because that shit was in my ass. I don't know how the fuck all that went in my ass.
You could have said some
I'm sorry.
He pulled it out and went, what?
And had a rash instantly, bumps and all that. Like, shit, I thought I shaved my ass.
Right?
It was too hot. Son, you need to go down, son. I'm mad at you.
When you
I'm pressing charges. You got a warrant in Washington County, Maryland.
You take the box fan and you just aim it at the bed and lay there like spread eagle trying to dry the shit out.
You talking from personal experience, Chris.
Well, hey, it's almost 10 o'clock at night. It's 85 degrees outside right now, man.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
I know we were bitching about the cold like
seriously.
And I'm not going
to
complain about the heat.
She's listening to all this.
Bring me the heat.
That's that Texas in you right
not there.
Chris, I feel sorry for you drinking that water. You twirling that motherfucker around.
Right.
Well, you trying to find some alcohol in there.
I am. It's in there. It's in the bottom here somewhere,
hey,
I think.
Hey, Heather, don't wash that glass. Just keep
you twirling around. You trying to find some alcohol. There's gold in them hills. You twirling around.
It's going to be a long 2 years, Chris. Wow.
He's thinking that's a Corona.
As he does a shot right in your face, Chris.
Right.
He's just taking it. There you go, Chris. Look at him.
I know.
Just look at the TV screen.
It tastes so good, doesn't it?
Man, yeah.
Yeah, that's the little burn on your lips.
Yeah. Hey, one of y'all, somebody in here said they was Jesus. Hopefully they can pray over it and turn into wine,
Maybe.
You don't need his water turn into wine.
Turn his water into wine.
We don't need his water turned to wine because
y'all driving. Y'all with him. Y'all work with him. So
he's not allowed.
That's what happened, man. You got the you're a Bible study woman.
Yeah.
What's the H stand for? The Jesus H. What's his middle name? You know his middle
name? You're stepping on some shit. What's
Chris? Jesus don't have a middle name.
Jesus H. Christ. Yeah, he does. That's what they say. What everybody says, right?
No.
You watch too much Full Metal Jacket.
That's one of the big mysteries, right?
No, that's not.
What is the H in Jesus?
It's no right? H in Jesus.
Oh.
There is, right? That's what everybody says.
Henry,
that's what
Harry.
That's what you probably say when
Harvey.
You're drinking.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah, I have heard people say that, Chris.
Right? Yeah, it's not. It's
Shay,
a thing.
Yeah, Shay, what's the answer to that?
Shay's the theologist
here. You look on your phone and find out what Jesus H. Christ stand for?
You study it. You study this stuff.
Heaven. Jesus, heaven, heaven Christ. Okay.
Heaven's my middle name.
I'll take that. That's a good one.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That's okay.
Down the list of H names, that kind of fit better.
So, yeah. Jay, what you got going on? Y'all asking me questions. What you got going on?
Nothing. Just this stuff here, man.
Yeah, you always got something going on. You always talking about some goddamn nothing.
Hub Show. I just was at the Hub City Food Truck Festival this past weekend over there at the Kushwa Brewery.
Yeah, I seen it.
I did all the signage for that place. That was pretty cool. You know, that was like Woodstock, but it was all on gravel. They did it all on asphalt. Everyone brought their chairs and tents, but it was a horseshoe of food trucks.
So ain't no kids have no Heelys out there then if it was all gravel.
No, that shit was gravel. It was gravel and asphalt and stuff like that. It was pretty warm though, but they had a good turnout. It was their first time doing it. So shout out to Works Graphics and Leadership of Washington County. Huh?
Anything interesting as far as the food trucks go?
The one I ate from was called Patsy Cline. The truck was called Patsy Cline. The burger I ate was called a Patsy Cline, and I don't know.
It's just a burger?
Yeah, it was a nice roast beef sandwich or something like that.
Well, when you get down in the city, you know, they get all those weird fusion trucks and stuff. You never know what you're
getting. They had one there. I forget what it's called. It's from around here, too. They were serving, you know, some hoity-toity chicken sandwiches and stuff like that, but that's not where the line was. The line was at the burgers and the pork.
I'm getting
all
my hugs from Kirsten.
Two pizza ovens.
At the concert this weekend, they took a waffle cone, like an ice cream cone, and they put steak and mac and cheese in it.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Oh, it was so awesome. Oh, it was
that
so good.
That sounds so nasty.
Yeah, was it good?
Can you talk about Thai food?
And you just sat there eating at the Washington concert?
I did. I was like,
kid
oh,
with an
my
ice cream
God.
Cone.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so good.
He eats
it was like,
waffle
it was like,
cone,
it was
folks.
Like 15 bucks, too. They can charge whatever they want for that shit.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to the Hub Show, man, because y'all making ground out here.
We're
man.
Trying,
it's
man.
A lot
We're
of,
trying.
It's a lot of people. You see how Wynn cut me off. He was like, you want to get on the show? He cut me off. I want to get on the show, too. So, y'all doing things out here.
Well, we're trying, man. You know, like you know, like SMU Entertainment is hard, man. Get people to wake up and pay attention, man. So.
Yeah, they got.
But people see us doing it here.
Sound
the
like
house,
can find you
like,
some artists that sing tonight from
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, dude singing his ass off.
Yeah, you're basically doing a talent search here tonight. Huh. That's pretty cool, man.
My budget too low though. Yeah, I got two Nike cards.
Got some pocket.
I got some Liz cards. You know, I mean, I can hook them up if they want some little cards, like $25 on there, $39.54. Yeah, $39.54 gift cards. I got them if they want to sing for that. I got them.
We take gift cards galore.
Gift, man, I got them. I sign everybody for gift cards.
Give them a vowel pack.
What?
Give them one of them vowel packs you got in the. Just hand out the vowel pack. That shit comes in the mail every week, right?
Yeah, SMU,
you start cutting coupons. Just
like,
out.
Stay coupon. Coupon chasing.
Shit dries up. Just use the coupons, right, Chris?
I show them how to save money at
Weezer's.
Listen,
this is as good as money.
What?
This is $30 I'm giving you right here.
Just coupons.
You just gotta go to McDonald's just and eat like for the next 2 weeks.
That's no, it. I don't eat that.
That shit expires.
Tell them I got an EPT card and for $500. You just got to pay $250.
One of them times, well, you know, where it was one time, you know, McDonald's does that Monopoly game.
Yeah.
I went all in on that shit one time and I went for it. I was eating at McDonald's like three times a day.
I didn't
and
win.
And trying to get everything that I possibly could to get those little coupons. I had the whole board filled up except for the ones that the winners. But, and then the game ended. I was like, I am never eating fucking McDonald's again.
McDonald's.
It was so disgusting. That it felt horrible.
That should have said up. I ain't never seen nobody win that shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I needed $1 million really bad.
Yeah, McDonald's set people up.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, Chuck, well, thank you for coming on again. You're always welcome on the Hub
thank
Show.
You.
We're going to take our next break, and then we're going to come back and do the news with Eric.
All
and have
right.
a good old time here and wrap it up here at the Hub Show. American Ale House, open mic night, Monday nights.
That's
hopefully
right.
this is a continuation of
American Ale's
to
Got Talent.
American Ale House.
See you July 28th at the Pizza Impresso for the comedy show.
That's it.
That's
Saturday,
right.
July 28th. All right. We'll be right back. Ale House. Peace.
Amen.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
All right, Hub Show, we're back. American Ale House is open mic night here Monday, June the 18th.
Yeah.
We got one of the talents over here with us. Dustin's here.
Yeah.
Rocking the acoustic guitar and the vocals there. Dustin, what's going on, man?
Oh, not too much, man. It's a Monday night off work. Monday night well spent.
Yeah.
Out here doing something that I love with good people.
Yeah.
Good vibes all night. I think this is the first time that they
this
did
is the
this
very,
open mic?
Yeah, this is the inaugural open mic night.
Oh, man. We're part of history. House.
Yeah, yes, you're part of it. Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
Inaugural.
That's awesome. We call it Ale House Got Talent.
Yeah. Okay.
American
like
Ale
it.
House Got Talent, man.
I like it.
Yeah,
you
so,
got all three X's.
Yeah, so Dustin, you from around here?
I am. I've lived in Hagerstown all my life, aside from like some time away for college and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I've pretty much grown up here.
Cool. Where'd you go to college?
I went away to school for a year at a private college in West Virginia called Alderson Broaddus. I actually went as a double major for music and business.
Cool.
While I was there, I was playing in a band, and the band that I was in, we started doing some pretty cool stuff. I just ended up driving home 3.5 hours like every weekend to do shows with them, and it was just not sustainable with school and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And I figured while I was young and had the opportunity to do some cool stuff with music, I would do that, and school would be there afterwards.
That's right. Right. Good idea, man.
Awesome.
Yep. Just got to get it while the getting's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I heard that you said you did a. You have your own. You write your own music.
Yeah,
and that you did a video and some things. And
yeah, yeah.
So how do we hear? You know, what's something to name of your song?
Where do we find you, Dustin?
Pretty much any major streaming platform, like Spotify, Apple Music, all that kind of stuff. I'm on all of those.
Hey, just like us. All right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look you guys up and listen
well,
to some more
you,
of your
Justin,
shows after this.
Who are you out there?
So I write all of my music under a project name called The Search Within.
The Search Within, okay. Uh-huh.
Yes, so if you search The Search Within on Apple Music, Spotify, it should be the first thing that pops up. I hope it is, because I paid good money for that to happen. But yeah, it'll pop up on there. I have a couple videos up on YouTube. I have a music video for one of my originals, as well as a video for a cover that I did as well.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome. And nice. So, like, if somebody wanted to book you for an engagement, how would we contact you?
Yeah. So I have a website as well that has links to pretty much everything. Like,
it's a very
The music, the YouTube, all the social media.
Okay.
If you go to the searchwithin.me.
Okay.
That my website will have links for everything, and down at the bottom it'll have a contact me for my booking email.
Nice.
Dustin, we can probably agree. Social media is a pain in the ass, isn't it?
It's
a lot to juggle.
It is a lot to juggle. It doesn't get any easier when you get older either. Like when you're younger and you have more time to spend on it and all
it's
that kind
of
stuff.
Right,
Shay, brace yourself. Dustin, how old are you?
I will be 29 next month.
Oh
you know that's
time, homie.
You're just a
well,
baby.
You know the real famous
baby
people
with
I
a
mean,
beard.
That's They've figured it out a long time ago just to hire people to handle their Twitter accounts and shit.
Right.
You know? So
I hate Twitter.
Right.
Anyway.
You can tell that they're not writing their own stuff because those people aren't nearly as funny when they're on live TV.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So so I can catch you with
yeah,
the search
I never
search
heard
within.
Robert De Niro yes. say a knock-knock joke.
Oh, well, I just you had some great songs.
Thank you.
And you have a great voice. Ooh. I really liked it.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
So what all instruments do you play?
Predominantly just guitar. So like I said, the Search Within, it's my project. I write the music. When I go into the studio, I pretty much record all the parts. I'm good enough to go into the studio and
right.
track some stuff in multiple takes, but there are some instruments that I have no business playing live in front of people.
Right.
And I understand that, and I won't put people through that. But, yeah, pretty much just guitar. Guitar is my primary instrument to play.
What studio do you record at?
So I have a friend of mine who actually used to play in one of my previous bands.
Okay.
His name's Garmin Bowers. He actually, there's a long, he's the third, Garmin Bowers the third.
Okay.
His father was a great musician. I think he taught band in the Williamsport area for a really long time.
Right. Okay. So he knows music, right?
Yes, he knows music. He actually, he went to Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
He graduated
NG.
With a, yeah, he graduated with a songwriting degree. And he ended up just really enjoying recording people and the production aspect of things. and he got really good at it. He's kind of one of those guys where if he finds like something he's really passionate about, it comes down to almost an obsession of sorts.
Sure.
He's just really good at what he does. He cares about the people he works with. It's kind of got that small town kind of feel to it.
Right.
You go to some of those bigger studios, it's kind of just about money.
Right.
They maybe don't really care about you. You're not as emotionally invested in a project as you are.
This is time and money. And yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. But he's very much invested into what you want to do. He's willing to put in as much input or as little input as you want, just depending on how you feel, how confident you feel with your material.
Okay.
Rates are great. And he's right in the between the Williamsport and Boonesboro area. Actually, he's still recording out of his house right now, but we're in the process of actually helping him build his
studio.
All the exterior is done. He's working on the interior now.
Cool.
Need to call Chris Boonesboro? Canfield.
Yeah.
Sounds like a young Jimmy Iovine.
Sounds like a job for Canfield.
Jimmy Iovine.
Chris is Bob the Builder on steroids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's Bob the Builder on steroids.
And he's sober.
Yeah.
Hey. Let's put that out there.
Surprise.
I'm not.
Yeah. So, Dustin, you going to come back here?
Absolutely.
Do this again? This is a good time, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, usually I work during the week. I just kind of got lucky. Where I'm at with my job, I kind of get to make my schedule up. So I did a nice little three-day weekend to help my friend Ashley out, come out here and play. And plus, I love to play.
Okay.
I don't get to do it as much as I would like to, but when I have the opportunities, I don't miss them usually. As long as it's a Monday night and I'm not at work, I'll probably be here.
Okay, well, we enjoyed you.
Awesome.
We'll
be here too. If we're not in here, we're out back on the patio.
Okay.
Always come out and drop us a line.
Absolutely.
So, American Ale House, Monday night.
Out there for some people tonight.
Perfect.
A little
perfect.
Toasty out there.
It's toasty all around. I don't know if you noticed. I'm wearing a lot of black. A lot of people say wearing black clothes draws heat to you.
It sure does.
But it doesn't matter. I just kind of sweat a lot anyway, so I'm trying to hide that.
Sweat pocket.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
All that spicy food.
Yeah, I've changed shirts like 3 times today. It's ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, Dustin, I appreciate you coming on here, man. Give us the time of day. It was a good performance. We heard you.
Despite our
yakking over here, we heard you loud and clear. You were good to go, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you asking me over, giving me a couple minutes to plug some stuff that's pretty important to me. I'll make sure I return the favor tonight on my social media.
We are. At The Hub Show on Facebook.
At The Hub
and
Show.
And how do we get you on Facebook?
The Search Within.
At The Search Within? Mm-hmm. All right. The Search Within. You got it, folks.
Okay, we'll have to plug into you. And do you have any gigs coming up?
I don't. I'm actually in the process. I haven't actually played a full band gig under this moniker yet. I just released music back in January. This was my first kind of solo venture.
Okay. Cool.
So it's just still very new.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of the stuff that I played tonight, I've only played out maybe like once or twice at other open mics.
Cool.
So I'm still kind of... getting my feet wet a little bit with it again, just getting really confident.
Well, this is the place
trying
to
sing
it,
the
man.
Songs. Oh yeah, absolutely.
This is good times.
Yeah, everybody out here is always really supportive. But I'm actually in the process of trying to book that first full band show right now. I was in a contest for a couple weeks through May and June. I got asked. To enter this contest by this independent record label, who they're hosting a contest to open for One Republic on July 4th.
Wow!
I got to like the top 25 of the competition, but I unfortunately didn't make the cut for the top 10.
Okay.
I was kind of hoping that I would make it to the top 10 and they would get to vote on me because I felt pretty confident about my material, and that would have been my first show, and that would have been a pretty awesome story.
Yeah, it would.
But
what are you gonna do?
It didn't line up, man.
You hear the American Ale House.
Hey.
And that's what counts.
Hey, that's all right. It was a hell of a time.
Yes, sir.
I bet you would. But you know what? That shows that you are committed to your dream and you focus and just keep on plugging at it. You can do it.
Plow through it, man. You'll be up there. You'll be good to go. All right?
All right, guys.
Hey, man, I look forward to seeing you back here.
I look forward to seeing y'all as well.
Okay.
Thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Dustin, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, here on the Hub Show, we're going to pass the mic to Eric. Eric's got some killer.
Take one and pass it down?
Yeah, we're going to pass it down. Eric.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Oh.
Eric, the engineer's got some urgent headline news to go over with us. Exactly.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Sad Sack is not in the house.
All right.
Aaron,
so,
what you got, Aaron? What happened? What's going on, man?
We got a couple things going on right now. So,
ready to?
Yeah, he's also the engineer tonight. Awesome. There you
engineer,
go.
Eric.
There you go. You're good, man.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah. Shay, I know you're from Texas over there.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so we got some news coming from Corpus Christi in Texas.
Okay,
over here.
Beautiful area.
Yeah.
Is it?
So we have a man over here who spotted a 4-foot snake in his garden.
Speaking of snakes.
Oh,
is that where George Bush is from?
Yep, from Texas.
He's Corpus Christi, though?
No, he's not
no.
from Corpus Christi.
No?
Arlington or something. No. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, so what would you guys do if you saw a snake in your garden?
Run.
Run?
Run.
I'd go get the shovel.
You get the shovel?
I get the shovel. You got to chop the head off and then just throw it out in the road and let the cars run over it.
Oh,
see?
No.
Exactly, Chris. So,
yeah. Man
of Corpus
Christi
over here, he did exactly what you would do. He grabbed a shovel and he decapitated it.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
But instead of throwing it in the road, he decided to pick it up. And what do you think happened?
He got bit.
Oh, he used it as a whip.
Shay was right. Oh. He got bit.
You win, Shay.
So, yep. So he
got
went to
bit
pick up,
by a decapitated
he
head.
Went to pick
head?
Up, he went to pick up the head and dispose of it over there, and he was bitten by it.
The head.
Wow.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Just the head.
So
just the head.
His hand
how's
swelled.
Head?
Yep. He got it, and his hand swelled up, and two of his fingers were covered in purple bruising.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yep.
So, wow.
Yep. And doctors originally thought the attack might be fatal, but he is now in stable condition.
So what kind of snake is it?
That was a rattlesnake. He was giving
rattlesnake. Ooh, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
well,
Texas has rattlesnake.
If it was a rattlesnake, I wouldn't have got the shovel. I would. I probably would have just left.
Ram.
You know, I shot a rattlesnake with I shot a rattlesake with a with
wait
a slingshot one time.
This. How you gonna decapitate one type of snake, but you gonna run from a rattlesnake?
I ain't getting no fucking rattlesnake. I was camping up at Rocky Gap once though. And I saw like a snake in the thing, like in the leaves.
One of the black yard snakes.
I don't know. All I saw was like a little rustle in the leaves, right? And I told my friends, I was like, do you see that? There's a snake right there. Nobody saw it. So I took a slingshot, like put like an acorn in it and shot it with the thing. That snake stood up and the rattle started shaking. We just took off fucking running. It was like, ah!
So you saw the python.
Just run as fast as you can.
Chris, what would you do with a python?
Huh? With a python? I carry one of those around with me every day.
Oh, something wrong with it.
Right.
So the guy ended up having to get 26 doses of antivenom given to him.
Oh, wow.
So apparently rattlesnakes, they can still bite and release venom after its death because of a reflex.
Hold that picture up. Look
here's
that.
A picture of his hand.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Yeah. That's like Bozo the Clown's hand. Right? It looks like a glove, like you put on like a Mickey Mouse glove.
Or Krusty.
I can't do it.
Yeah, Krusty the Clown. Yeah.
I think it just goes to show, if you get bit by a rattlesnake, you're going to have a bad day.
Right? Yeah. It looks like a bear paw. All right.
Yep. So going on some other news we got over here.
Number two.
What else you got?
So out of all the states, I think Florida is always in the news for the most like obnoxious stuff going on. It's always Florida.
Always the winner.
Florida.
Love it.
We have another guy over here named Douglas Kelly. He found out the hard way on a Tuesday that he purchased some crystal meth from his dealer that he thought was that he didn't think was exactly up to speed.
Smoking that Jesse Pinkman.
Yep. So that gentleman, he decided to ask the cops to make sure it was up to speed. So he decided to ask the police.
Yeah.
To make sure his speed was good.
Try to get some testing done.
Yeah.
Try to get testing done.
Yep.
Can you check the purity on this for me? I mean, I don't want to get too high.
Yeah, because fearing he was ripped off, he contacted the sheriff's office and wanted a drug test to make sure he had the bad reaction.
Oh, my God.
He thought somebody, maybe he thought the dealer, he was going to get the dealer busted.
Yeah, he wanted to press charges against the dealer, but ended up he didn't make the best decisions over there as he got charged
already.
With meth.
I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
He was
What if you just bought it and you went into the police station and said, listen, I brought it here because I don't have the intention of using it. I bought it so I could bring it to you guys.
This is Chris's advice,
so
you
could know who to go bust.
Exactly, Chris. Who's in the wrong in that situation?
Who is in the wrong?
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, that's not a good idea.
That guy's not in the wrong. He was trying to do something good for the community.
I don't think so.
And then he got busted for it.
That means you got busted because you can't be trusted.
All right, here we go.
All right. So, I'll show you guys a picture right over here. This woman. What is she back in jail for?
Oh, wait a minute. That's not the clown. That's not the clown stabbing woman.
No, that's the last time. That was a sad sack story.
Yep. Yeah. Who's this?
What is she back in jail for? She failed to report to court after missing
after
a trial meeting for an action she did back in last August.
Oh, boy, we got to guess. Look at her. She's all...
You'll never guess what she's in
she's
for.
She's kind of skinny.
Before you fold the paper.
Something to do with crack, right?
No. Oh,
no.
Well, maybe looking at her picture, maybe.
Looking at her picture, yeah.
Go for it.
So, back in last year, she apparently shot her husband in the testicles after he tried to take her air conditioner.
Oh, wow.
Florida, baby.
Yep.
Humidity will do it to you,
don't
huh?
Try to take your air conditioner.
I know it, right?
Yep. So apparently when her ex-husband approached her, he tried to move her AC unit. She tried to use a stun gun on him to electrocute him. It didn't work. So he decided to sit on the AC unit.
She went
AC
a step
unit,
further.
And she shot him in the
He sat on the AC unit.
She saw yeah,
like, you're not taking this.
Yeah, you're not taking this.
Yeah.
She sat on it.
She was
that
you don't
play with
it.
The heat
yeah.
in the South. That's
no.
what
no,
it
right
is.
In Florida,
wait,
man.
He probably just presented his
People
balls to her.
You know
right?
what happens?
Is
you got to
straddle
happens?
It.
No, what happens yeah. is
I'll show you
the
here
fact that when it's real hot, you get angry.
Yeah.
I know. That's what
I saw. Do the right thing. I know
that's
what you're
why.
About.
Yeah, right. I saw do the right thing. Yeah.
Put a trash can through your window. Goddamn.
Don't
right.
mess with people in the heat.
Yeah. That's why. That's why we got the terrorist. It's fucking hot over there. And they live in the desert.
And the ex-husband was reported as saying, "quote unquote, you shot my brother," and began choking her until she blacked out.
Wow.
He choked her.
Yeah, he choked her after she was after
yeah.
he was shot.
And is she blacked out? He choked the life out of her?
Yeah. No.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
It's always Florida. Always
it's
Florida.
It's always crazy.
Shay,
always
is that what you chicks are taught? Aim for the balls? I mean, what's
yeah,
what are the conversations in the locker room with the ladies, man? What's
but
the,
what?
Do you know? Do you,
like,
I don't
that.
Think
what
women,
really goes,
women don't understand the sensitivity
y'all
of a man's
like
balls.
You don't talk like guys talk, but when you girls get alone, it's a... It ain't exactly a sewing circle. We know that.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
What? I should be like, I grabbed that motherfucker by the balls.
You know, we have the same conversation just like you guys.
I figure as much.
You know?
Yeah.
It's no different.
Right.
Okay.
Cut his fucking dick off.
No, we don't get to like that.
Shay, how many times do you think he's referenced a dick? How many times has Chris referenced a dick tonight on this show? Probably like number 15 right there.
But I don't think women understand the sensitivity of a man's testicles, because you can get the same amount of pain out of just flicking them as you can if you like fucking kick them. If
it's
you
true.
Like hauled off and like Snoopy,
very sensitive
like,
area.
Yeah, like Charlie
we
Brown kicking a football.
We have sensitive areas too. So
well, when you were a kid,
way.
You were riding at 10 speed. Do you ever fall off the seat by accident under that
yes,
bar?
Yes, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts.
I don't know if it hurts the same. We'll never know.
Yeah,
we'll never
it hurts.
Know.
It hurts. It hurts.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah, but a girl winds up, kicks a guy in the balls. A guy winds up, kicks a girl in the hoo-ha. I mean,
yeah,
are we
right.
talking the same?
It hurts the same.
I'm sure it hurts, but.
Oh, it doesn't hurt the same.
There's no way it's the same.
There ain't no way it's the same.
But see, we'll never know.
Yeah,
never
we'll
know.
Never know. But, I mean,
you know what?
It takes the breath
what?
Out of you. You can't breathe.
We have kids, so you can't compare.
Yeah, right.
And to be fair over here, every time I have a cold, I think I'm dying. So
look, you can't compare. We have kids.
Yeah.
So when you're out there, when you're giving birth, you're telling this is like a kick in the balls.
Oh, and it's worse than that. It's worse
you
than
don't
that.
Know.
It's worse than that, I'm sure.
All right. Well.
Right. Next time, somebody.
She said giving birth is the same as compared to the same pain as being kicked in the balls.
No, I did not say that.
Running by Chuck just gave her a funny
no,
look.
No, I did not say that. Y'all said that. I did not say that. It's worse.
Worse?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Worse.
It
definitely
is worse.
Definitely worse.
I mean, right. And you don't even have to kick it. All you got to do is flick it.
Okay, well, there
got,
you go.
I
your
got,
balls.
I got
story.
One word for you. That's what my wife did two times.
What?
C-section.
Oh, yeah? Epidural. Get the epidural.
That shit's mine. You don't touch that. Stay out of there.
Yeah, the epidural.
Give me the epidural.
Right. I ain't moving.
Hub Show, this has been a strange one, but a cool one.
Yes, it has. Yeah, but we had some great artists here
Big
at the Ale House.
Dustin, we have some stuff in the background. Takeshi and Martinez. She was back there going off, spitting her piece.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did an excellent job.
She
engaged the audience.
Wow.
Boy.
Chris, you're no fun when you're sober. Huh?
It's getting late. I got to go to bed.
This place is getting crowded.
What is it, like 10 o'clock?
These guys are like, what are the microphones for?
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to dye my hair gray. Just start acting like an old man.
You're
going to
have platinum highlights?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to get a rocking chair, just sit out in front of the house and watch the cars go by.
Drink water.
You get Fat Susie?
Just wave at people.
You'll get your Fat Susie?
Yeah.
Shane, we got to go to Chris's house with a 12-pack and just show up.
Right.
Hey, how's it going?
How you going? Get him some Heineken.
Hey, when do you get pissed again? Tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm just doing this out of safety's sake. I haven't actually talked to anybody about it yet, but I'm imagining that the phone call that I got this morning that I dodged was probably
for
me to come in and piss.
Wow. If you got the call, that was not a dodge.
It was a guy from the probation office that said, "We need to talk." So I waited until after the probation office closed, and then I called him back and said, "Oh, sorry I missed you.
I was working." Good job, Chris.
I'll chase him like that for a few days, buy myself a little time.
Well, why are you going to put it on
the piss all he wants.
Why are you going to put it on the podcast if you're going to chase him?
Huh?
Now he knows.
If he listens. Hey, if you do listen, we're on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play.
Yeah.
Download us now.
Hey, and if I need some clean piss, maybe I should just go to Amazon. Sure. And I could click through the hubshow.com.
Hubshow.com, bottom of the page, Amazon link.
Right. And then buy myself some fake piss.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's out
there.
I don't think we can do that, but go ahead.
Yeah, you can.
I'm sure you know it all.
It's actually, they use it. It's called fetish piss, actually.
All right, it's cool. I like that. Fetish piss. There's a whole category for it on Amazon.
Fake pee for people who like to get peed on. Comes in a squirt bottle.
Okay, R. Kelly. Hey, we're going to wrap it up. Hub Show, Jay, for Shay, for Chris, for Big Chuck, and the rest. For Wincook.
Yeah.
Want to wrap it up? We'll see you guys next week here at the American Ale House. Inside or out, we'll decide when we get here.
Yeah.
Right.
And open mic night. American Ale House has got talent. 49 South Potomac Street, Hagerstown. Be there. Later.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this has been with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.